I really feel like when we do this, when you're still learning Gemara, and you stop for Chassidus, like I'm mamish living the all the rebuke of the Nefesh HaChaim. Next year they'll understand what I'm saying.
It's a shame, all of them.
Amen. Amen. Everybody said Amen now. There's no suffering once you said Amen. Okay, B'siyata D'Shmaya, we're going to, in the few minutes we have, Baruch Hashem, you learned Gemara longer than usual today, and I'm sure the Nesiv HaShalom will be happy with it. So we'll shorten a little bit on the Nesiv HaShalom, and we'll learn a little bit more, a little bit less Chassidus together. Actually worked out, it was all B'siyata D'Shmaya. I had photocopied a smaller piece than usual. So page Kufayin Zayin in Shmos. The Rebbe Zechron of Racha points out the pasuk, "Va'anshei kodesh tiuli." You should be holy people. Risa v'mechilter, Bishmal Omer, "Kishatem kedoshim harayatem shali." So look how Rabbi Shmuel twists the pasuk. What would you say is the simple shot in the pasuk? "Va'anshei kodesh tiuli." What would be the what's that?
Be holy people.
Be holy people. "Va'anshei kodesh tiuli." You should be holy people to me, right? So look how Rabbi Shmuel understands it. Kishatem kedoshim, when you are holy, hare atem shali, you are mine. Why? Because the pasuk didn't need to say li. If you notice the way you translated it, the word to me was extra, it was obvious. V'hadiuk hu miutar omru li. Shehaiva le meimar, v'anshe kodesh tiyun. She just said, you shall be holy. Alkei mefarish v'anshe kodesh, imti v'anshe kodesh tiyun li. Az tiyah shali. In other words, we will belong to HaKadosh Baruch Hu only if we live a component of Kedusha, of holiness. Ba'derech Zeth, three lines from the bottom of the first column on Kufayin Zayin, Yeshefarish HaNemar B'dvar Hashem Koyin Kabbal Satayra. We find this also prior to Kabbal Satayra. Va'atem Tiyuli Mamlechas Koyin in the Goy Kadosh. Shegam Tevas Lim Yuteres L'chora. Sheyidai Bomer Va'atem Tiyu Mamlechas Koyin in the Goy Kadosh. So a pasuk that we spoke about in the past, Va'atem Tiyuli, Mamleches Kohanim. So again, why the word li? Just say Va'atem Tiyu. Ela, second line from the top on the bottom, the second column on Kufayin Zayin. Ela Kavana Va'atem Tiyu li Imritzon Chem Lio Shili. If you want to be mine, if we want to be one that HaKadosh Baruch Hu identifies as His, Aleichem Lios Mamleches Kohanim Vigo Kadosh Oz Tiyu Shili. Only then. With Perush Mamleches Kohanim Nemer Kama Perushim. And there's a machlokis, exactly what does it mean to be a kingdom of Kohanim? We're not Kohanim. By the way, there are some who say we were all supposed to be Kohanim once upon a time. But there are different explanations. V'ayinu ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu bachar b'Yisrael lios am ha-nivchar, v'omer lehem v'atem tiyu li mamleches kohanim mufchar henoshos, anshei rom ha-mala she'en lam shaychus l'dvar chusim u'shvalim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I expect from you to be an elevated people, not to be a people that are shafel, low, but be elevated. And we're warned many times about Kedusha. I'm not going to translate all these. Parshas Kedoshim bolvad nemer gimel azharas al Kedusha. Shebeemes hareizel lo amar al mitzvos. Now here's the critical line. Five lines from the top in the first column. Towards the end of the line. Shebeemes hareizel lo amur al mitzvos. Shechuyavim mefurish betorah. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks us to be holy, it's not that He asks us to be Orthodox Jews, to be Halachic Jews. No, there's more than that. Harei ze lo amar al mitzvah shech yom mefurish betorah, ela kadish atzmecha b'mutalach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is asking us to elevate ourselves, to be above those things that the regular world indulges in, that's mutter to you, but you don't. From the 613 mitzvahs, you realize the life is more elevated, is more meaningful than that. But the Torah warns us about this a lot. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a condition. When are you going to be a people that doesn't? Is not simply a good people, but a people who's going to be identified with me? When is that going to be? Kishetiyum amleches konim mivchar anushus v'go kadosh, oz tiyah shali. Eitzo Yehudi hakdusha hitnai le'etzem mufus hayadus. For a Jew, kedusha, sanctity, is a precondition to the essence of what Judaism is about. And now the Rebbe continues. It's not a coincidence that whenever the Torah speaks about Kedusha, it adds another couple of words that, again, are unnecessary. Page Kuvayin Chest, first column, second paragraph. V'hine ba'azharas harbos al Kedusha anamotzim b'siyumam. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu concludes, many Isurim, he says, Ki kadosh ani Hashem Elokechem, Ki ani Hashem Elokechem. He repeats, I am Hashem your God, I am Hashem your God. Kamo b'shmini, Ki ani Hashem Elokechem, Is kadashim v'yisem kadoshim ki kadosh ani. U'b'chom l'komos parash kadoshim, Shekol echa mehem k'neged inyim minuchad, Nema l'achar kol tzivui ki kadosh ani Hashem, O ki ani Hashem Elokechem. That the rationale of Kedoshim Tiyu is Ki Ani Hashem. In other words, there's this direct relationship between the statement Ani Hashem and Kedusha. What is that relationship? That relationship? Middle of the paragraph, Vihine, first word online is L'Kedoshim. Vihine, Abazel, Pi, Mashikosa, Besvarim HaKedoshim, Ki Tachlis HaTorah. This is also one of the punchlines for today. Ki tachlis ha-teira v'tachlis avoides Hashem hi sheyehudi yagia l'tveikus v'Hashem yisparach. The goal of everything we're doing, the goal of our learning Gemara and the nuances in Gittin, all of those things are to create attachment to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The kol tariyag ha-mitzvos, and here the Rebbe quotes something that's radical. Radical in the sense that if you put this in the wrong hands, it could be entirely distorted. And if you don't think about this, then you will ipso facto distort Yadus. It's one of these catch-22s. The Zohar says the following. The Zohar says, the kol taryag ha-mitzvos, first word on the line, is l'tveikus Hashem Yisparach, first column. The kol taryag ha-mitzvos, heima taryag itun, kiloshen ha-hazara kadosh, L'kayim mitzvos ubo sidbach. The Zohar says that all the mitzvos in the Torah are eitzos, are suggestions of how to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how to fulfill dveikus Hashem. So you'll have a person who will go through life and they'll keep mitzvos. They'll ask the Rav what's mutter, what's aser. They'll go to shir and so on. They'll check in and they won't do what they were not supposed to do. And they'll do what they're supposed to do. And the Zohar will say, he's missing the essence of what Avodas Hashem is. Va'atem tiuli mamleches kohanim v'goy kadosh. Va'atem tiuli. The only way we are going to be connected, dovek ta'kadosh baruch hu, that's the extra word, li, is if we aspire that our mitzvos are going to raise us up in kedusha. Our mitzvos are going to create an attachment with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, that word attachment is a very loaded word. For those of you who've studied psychology, you'll know that Thomas Bowlby speaks about it and others. And the word attachment will only begin to understand in Shana Bet. We'll talk about in Mirtz Hashem what attachment means, not in the world of psychology, but in the world of Avodas Hashem. But leaving aside exactly how mitzvos creates attachment and what attachment exactly means in Avodas Hashem, if you want, we can discuss what it means in psychology as well. But what's most important is to recognize, that at least our takeaway from today is as follows, that mitzvos are 613 ways that we come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what mitzvos are. There's 613 ways that we come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But that means that we have to have the end goal in mind. The end goal in mind being that there is a dveikus, there's an attachment with HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's at play. And if we just go through the motions and we do what we're supposed to do and we don't do what we're not supposed to do, it could very well be that we're missing the essence. Now, why did I say that the Zohar could get into the wrong hands? Because what does Zohar say? There's suggestions. There's suggestions, exactly. Exactly. So I'm trusting you that you guys are ready to use this in the right way and not chas v'chalila in the wrong way. That the Zohar says that you that these are the suggestions of how to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yes?
You say there's any like inherent value in the mitzvahs, or if there's some way to get close to Hashem other than the mitzvahs, versus the person who doesn't mitzvahs and doesn't actually think about getting close to Hashem.
Okay, so one thing at a time. Good. So first of all, the answer, we today answered one of your questions. And the question was, is there a way to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu outside of 613 mitzvahs? Anybody want to glean from what we learned today the answer to that question?
Yeah,
good. Excellent. Where did you see that? Being Kadosh with Dvar Ma'amutar Lach. In other words, a person says, wait a second. Do I really need this indulgence? And does this indulgence help me come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Or does it make me ultimately bring me further from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So that's the idea of Kadosh Atzmecha v'Mutar Lach, that there's something called outside of 613 mitzvahs that maybe a person should not be indulging in an Olam Hazeh, because ultimately that will take him away from a certain connection of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Olam Haba. That's in regards to one of the questions you had asked. A lot of the others, you threw in three questions, that was good. The two others, I think we're going to have to wait for another time. But at least we're able to answer that question. So again, let's see that punchline. The first word in the line is L'kadoshim to you, on the first column, in the first paragraph. V'inyim b'zeh al pi ma'damrinim b'svar ma'kadoshim, ki tachlis, that's tachlis, the first word in the line, ki tachlis ha'tayr v'tachlis avodas Hashem, sh'yehudi yagia l'dveikus v'Hashem yisparach. The goal is attachment with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'chol tariyag ha'mitzvos heim v'tariyag itin. Kiloshen HaZohar HaKadosh, the Zohar refers to them as suggestions. La'giya l'kayim mitzvahs abo sidbach. By the way, now you understand why our Rabbeim said you don't start learning Kabbalah first. Because if a person starts learning Kabbalah, they can entirely distort what Kabbalah is saying, very, very high ideas. This idea of an Eitzah is a very, very high idea. But if you put it into the wrong person's hands, who hasn't entirely immersed themselves in the world of halacha, so then they dismiss the chashivas of every nuance of every mitzvah. V'zeh bir ha'psukim shenemar al ha'kedusha. Now that answers our question of why it says, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, ki kadosh ani Hashem Elokeichem, ki sha'atem kedoshim atem shali, ki inyun hadveikus v'Hashem toli b'ikor b'midah shel kedusha. In other words, whenever the pasuk talks about kedusha, the pasuk says, Ani Hashem. That's how you're going to have the connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Without it, you won't. Ki kadosh ani Hashem Elokeichem, ve'einchem yichol lizdabik bi elim kein gam atem hiskadshu v'yisem kadoshim. That is the only way that one is going to be able to be dabik to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, let's stop over here and really, really spend some time thinking about this idea. Are we beginning to understand how our Talmud Torah and how our Shmiras HaMitzvos creates an attachment to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? That requires a significant amount of thought.
Yes. So you said that the Torah is a prerequisite.